Yo, 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 we back. It's Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's get it, man. You already know how we coming, man. How you feeling today, my brother?
I'm feeling good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. We got some good people in the building with us. Hey, look, we got sports with Mike and Quan coming to you today, too. I can't wait for that. We got the game running right now as we speak, you know what I mean? But it's going to be super dope. You know, when Mike get on here and do his thing and talk how he talk his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to get to it, man. You
and
already
we got
know.
Gray coming with the politics.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. But the first thing we want to talk about, you know, what's your mental state for today? How you doing today?
Shit, I just told you, boy. I'm still on a high from being able to get out there with Cameron Webb, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was
I thought that was pretty dope, man. I did. I thought that was pretty damn dope. I was like, damn, we business now, Rook.
Yeah,
we out here mingling with the who's yeah. of the, you know what I mean, of the city, and dude come down like he was pretty transparent.
Oh, yeah.
Dude
I like
pretty
that.
Transparent, you know man. And that's what, yeah.
He gave us
that
5 minutes.
Yeah,
he gave us five minutes,
man. They kept it a thousand. We had the official press badges. So my mental state from all of that is just, I'm still good. I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, I'm up right now. It's
so
up,
you,
brother.
So you want to toast to growth?
Toast to growth, man. I wish I had some, I was drinking too much bootleg last night. I said, I'm going to go ahead and chill out and not drink none today. But it's a, hold on, good toast to growth. One more time.
Okay. Boop.
So when we say toast to growth, what
are you actually talking about? What kind of growth is you talking about?
Man, it's like, you know, you could be used to being a certain kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're used to being a nigga that's gonna spaz out, or the chick that's gonna show her ass every time. You know what I mean? A situation occur.
Yeah.
But you start learning little ways. You like, you know, certain shit don't affect you.
Yeah.
Like that don't bother me as much. Like. That's growth. It don't just, you can't make it happen. Like, it gotta happen.
Yeah.
You can't just make yourself be, that's fake.
Yeah.
You fronting like a motherfucker. So, you know, just be yourself. So a toast to growth for me is like, you know, I've been handling a lot of situations really different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My people can vouch for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Handling a lot of shit real different, man. And, you know, that's what I say, toast to growth. Like, and I really mean toast to it. So if you got something to drink, toast that shit to your partner. If you experiencing growth in your life, toast that shit to your partner, man, and tell them, nigga, let's toast. It's a motherfucking growth. Believe
now,
that.
I didn't see the growth in me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see it, like, certain situations we'd have been in, certain places we'd have been in, and you kept level. You kept a level head. You know what I'm saying? Even I didn't say some things to you, and you didn't gave me a pass. You know what I'm saying? You done gave me a pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? But you also come to me like, Rook, this, I, you know.
That's good.
You know, we'll
that's
come
growth.
Back the next day and revisit it because, you know, if we.
Because we know each other.
Yeah.
We know each other too.
Yeah, if we visit it then, it's an explosion waiting to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So for us to go back to the house and think about it, evaluate the situation, and be like, well, Rook, I ain't like this, you know.
Yeah, I'm on y'all, like, I won't feel in that.
Yeah.
Shit, because you know that shit gonna occur.
Yeah.
Shit is gonna occur where, you know, somebody don't, you know, we don't be feeling what you might be saying or whatever, but you know, communication is key.
Communication is key, man,
you know. Shit, you be mad at a person for years over some shit that it took you 10 minutes to talk about.
Oh, that's right.
No, so man, yeah, man. I'm trying. Same thing with you though.
Yeah.
Same thing with you though. Your growth measurement right now is my man on 10 feet tall, man. So you know.
Man, I appreciate that, man.
Believe that.
I mean, but it's all due to my counselor. You know what I'm saying? You know
who would that be?
My counselor, Fino, you know what I'm saying?
Fino Brokaw,
you know what I'm saying? Just being able to get that stuff off my chest when I ain't feeling certain things. Because
a lot of people need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
People need somebody to talk to, man. I can't, we need to get us a mental health expert on there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And get somebody here, you know, to talk to the people about how, you know, serious this shit is. You know what I mean? Because Your mental health is how you carry shit throughout the week, your work week. If your mental health ain't right, you ain't gonna be on your A game. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're gonna be on your Z game.
Man, talking about mental health, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, in the black community, we deal with this, but we don't deal with it.
And we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Scared to talk about it,
you know what I'm saying? And you know, even with this Walter Wallace Jr. situation.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? We need these grief counselors in our community, you know what I'm saying, we can call instead of calling the police.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because calling the police with a black man talking about he got a knife, that's almost like a death sentence. Like, you already predicting his death.
He's
like,
going to die.
Yeah.
He's going to die.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Definitely. Like, yeah, go ahead and finish.
No, go ahead. What you got for it? Like,
I don't know if anybody will. What I got to say on it is kind of it's not one sided, but I just feel like, you know, I feel kind of like two ways about this, man.
Yeah.
If the police were called into this neighborhood,
yeah,
you know, a bunch of times,
yeah,
for this guy, they should already have something set up.
Yeah.
A mental health doctor or somebody set up to go to, you know.
Go deal with this guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have. It's got to be that mediator somewhere. You can't just have. It's 2020, damn near 2021.
Yeah.
You can't just have the police come to the situation and think shit is gonna be alright. It's not gonna fucking be alright. It's gonna turn out bad. And that's why you have so many Karens and Bobs and shit. When they know when they call the police, the shit is gonna be. It's gonna trigger a motherfucking emotion and effect. And that's what's gonna happen, man. So like the thing with him, I wish bro wouldn't have had no knife because like I said, it's 2020. That's a death sentence when the police pull up to you and they see and they were already scared.
Yeah.
You seen how they moving, the police are scared. They scary.
Yeah. I didn't even look at it for them. I ain't wanna see it. I didn't wanna see it again.
Definitely.
You know, I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Walter Wallace Jr. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to see it. You know what I'm saying? I seen it when it happened, you know, a couple of minutes after it happened. And I didn't even want to report on it. I didn't want to state it to you. Because I didn't want our mental state to go back, like, because when we first started doing it, we were dealing with that, with Rashard Brooks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With Chad on here. When we had Chad on here, we had Chad Martin on here, man. Vice Mayor Martinsville. And he, you know. Brother really shed a tear talking about this whole, you know, injustices to a black man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And to
our people.
And to the black women, you know.
Yeah, and the black women.
Because
it's happening
to both. Yeah. You know
definitely,
what I'm saying?
Definitely. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You see that.
But, you know, like we said, rest in peace to Walter Wallace Jr.
Yeah, man.
Condolences to his family. And we're going to go to what's some everyday is, Fino, that you deal with, that you dealt with this week? You know, go tell us about, you know, the refrigerator incident. I want to hear about that one. Go ahead, tell us.
That's the same shit it was last week.
What happened,
I told you.
Tell her what she did. What did she do?
Which time? When she was going to get the last piece of fish or the last shit.
And what she
get the last of everything. What I tell her, I said, you get the last of everything. What she do? She, my little girl can eat, man. You know what I mean? And so, you know, we damn near fighting over the last piece of everything in the damn house, man, when it come to her. She's 7 years old, but you got, you know, she in there like we are. You know? And I know I ain't the only person that experienced that shit. I know I ain't. I know the hell I ain't. You know, my son eat, my little girl eat. She eat like a motherfucker, man.
Well, I thought you said she put the bowl back in there empty.
Oh, the tuna fish. You talking about the tuna fish.
Yeah, the tuna fish. Let me hear about the tuna fish, man.
My mama made a... My mama made us a big... tuna fish bowl. Shout out my mama. Love you, mama.
Oh, yeah.
She made a big bowl of tuna fish, man. I mean, a big-ass deep bowl.
Yeah.
And we love tuna fish. We smash that shit.
Yeah. Dum. You can put crackers on it.
You can make it. You know, I call it stretch out for
you. That's
shit,
what it is.
You better stretch out for
you. Stretch it out.
You better know. Shit, ain't nobody making cooking all damn week. Make some tuna fish.
Yeah.
You better make some sandwiches. You can take that shit to school with you and everything.
Yeah.
All that good shit. You know, we done made our sandwiches and shit like that. And it was some left in there, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew that Tweet hadn't ate that much. So I was like, yeah, this Tweet's right here.
Yeah.
We ain't eat. I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
So the whole day, the bowl been sitting right there, tweet to go he get it out, go make it, put it on the table, take the aluminum foil off the It won't nothing in there. It was clean fucking, strip clean. He said, what? I said, Phoenix, get your ass in here. Because I know it's only, why? You didn't put this shit back in there and fucking decoy.
A decoy. He got his crackers and his bread already.
He had his bread ready. He's ready to make his sandwich.
Ready to dump it out now.
Shit was crazy, man. Shit was crazy.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, you know, that's everyday shit I'm dealing with, man. Your kids eat you out of house and home, boy. They will.
Yeah.
They do that shit. You have to start stashing food in your damn closet.
That's right.
You're fucking eating like a hermit and shit. You got to look around and see where the fuck they at. Where you at?
Hey, this right here is riding high, looking low with Rook.
Oh, yeah. What have you, I heard you was popping your shit on the phone this week. You said, get out of the way. What you done seen this week riding high and sitting low, my brother?
Man, what I said, I'm going to give y'all a perfect example. This is for four-wheelers and tractor-trailer drivers. If you got your four-ways on, and you on the shoulder of the road. Look here. You cannot get back in the road at 5 miles per hour.
You can't do it.
You can, if we on the interstate, we on interstate 81, 95, 85, 64, 75, 24.
Shit.
You know that 40, east, west. You cannot get back on the road at 5 miles per hour. If we coming down the road going 65, 75, 85.
Yeah.
And you come out there and you just come out there 5 miles per hour, you going to get hit in the
you
back.
You come out there dosing on and shit. Just taking a little time.
Yeah, you cannot do that. I see tractor-trailer drivers doing it all. I mean, a four-wheeler can get away with it because they can mash on it and get on out there.
Yeah.
Y'all can get out and out there. But a truck driver, you cannot do that. I'm going to tell you what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to run on side the road until you get up to 45 miles per hour with your four-ways on.
Shit.
With your four-ways on. Not your left signal.
With your four-ways on.
With your four-ways on. You got to be at least going 45 miles per hour.
Shit.
And this right here to the four-wheelers. When you coming off that ramp, don't come out there hesitating. Like, I don't know whether I want to come out there or not. You need to come out there like George Jetson. 65, 75 miles by with your left signal.
Off the exit. Coming off the exit.
You better be coming off the exit.
Off the ramp. Off the little ramp.
Don't come out because we ain't stopping.
Damn.
We're not stopping. We're going 65. We're not going to break our speed just to let y'all in. Y'all can come in. Y'all can force y'all way in fucking, going 75.
You're fucking jackknife if you try to stop, won't you?
We talked about this last week. We cannot stop without 100 yards in between us. So when you come out that exit, come out that exit like you trying to get in the road.
Yeah.
Going at least if we going 65, you need to be going 70 to get in the road. That is your job. To get in the road.
He said to get in the road. Put him in. That's your job, nigga.
I mean, if you trying to get on the highway, you trying to get in the road. You trying to get back in the road. And that's just riding high, looking low with Rook. That's my take on that. So.
Shit, nigga, you living that damn riding high, riding high, sitting low life.
You know,
for real.
Saying,
where was you at? So where was you at when you experienced all this shit? Where was you at this week?
This week I was in, I was near Philly. I was by Lancaster, PA.
Did you see any crazy shit going? Cause you know they riding like hell out there in Philly and shit right now.
I was like in the suburbs.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
Like if I see Philly on the manifest, I don't really want to go. Because it's hard for a truck to maneuver in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
In the major
city. Tight. Is it real tight? Streets real tight and shit, narrow.
The streets real tight, you know what I'm saying? So,
damn.
I mean, unless I know the place. If I know the place, I can, you know, okay, I know what I got to do.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? I don't, I do my homework at night. A lot of people, a lot of truck drivers don't do that. They just get in the truck. Oh, I'm 5 minutes away. Okay, I'm about to pull up. But you don't know what's going
on. Yeah, you don't know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like. I got mine set up where I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to call them. I'm going to let them know that a black man is on the way for sure. That's a kid. You don't just pull up. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting them know.
Look. Hey, what you say? What you mean when you tell them you know that it's a black man?
You just let them know.
You say, I'm black. Hey, I'm black.
Man, I don't say that. But with my voice, you already know.
Yeah. So that nigga from the South.
Yeah. You know, they think I'm from Alabama.
That's a Negro.
You know what I'm saying? But I want them to know that I'm on the way. I'm 30 minutes away. You know, give them a fair warning that...
You have to prepare for the Negro.
You know what I'm saying? That I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? And so they won't be surprised or nothing like that.
Pushing up.
You know what I'm saying? But right. That concludes this section right here of Everyday Life with Rook and Fino.
You already know we coming, mob. We're sorry.
Yeah. All right. You good?
I just want to say...
Yo, we back. This Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And this is part two of the segment. We in here with Gray Moore. Give it up.
What's going on?
Gotta have, she like our political strategist, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
she is
so well knowledgeable of all this good shit out here that like we gotta have on here, and we have to have on here, man, definitely when we talking this politics shit. So
that's right.
Definitely. Glad to have you here, Gray.
Thank you.
You are.
All right. We got less than 3 days.
Jeez.
To vote. And right now in the poll, already, we have had 92 million people has already voted. And right now in the polls is showing that Biden has a 10 percentage point lead, 52% to 42%. To Trump. How do you feel about that, Gray?
Mm. Oh, I say don't trust the polls, because 16, they were talking about Donald Trump. There's no way he can come back and win this. And Hillary had so many amount of points ahead. And then, boom, we got Donald Trump. I said, don't trust the polls. Just vote.
Yeah.
Go vote until they close.
It's the electoral colleges. What we were saying, the electoral colleges. That's what he waiting on. That's what he depends on. Like, that's what's going to help bring him through.
That and the Supreme Court to come in and just say Trump won.
Yeah.
Like when they did Bush and Gore. You know how they had to do that.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So that's what he's counting on. That's why he was fighting so hard to put Amy Coney Barrett on there. So
yeah.
She have a chance to vote on that.
Yeah, because he feel like if they go ahead and rush her in there,
right,
then when he loses, he know he gonna lose. Then they can just sway to.
Because he's already floating the idea that he's gonna call himself the winner. He's gonna declare himself the winner, and then on like maybe later on the 4th, they say no, Biden won. He can say no, I want to object to that and file all these suits, so they can say boom, Trump won. He's gonna try to declare himself the winner.
This is like a whole rearrangement of the whole, of the game of how shit go with politics.
That's
from
basically
voting.
What he doing.
He's trying to change the way that voting is done.
He did a hostile takeover. Well, it wasn't hostile. Sheesh. Because they let him do it.
Yeah.
He took over the GOP party and said, this is the way it's gonna be. And from even when I'm gone, y'all still gonna do rude things my way, which is lie, cheat, steal, bully, do what you have to do.
Damn.
And a lot of them doing it.
Okay, you said something about the Supreme Court. They refused on Monday to revive a trial court ruling that would have extended Wisconsin's deadline for receiving absentee ballots to 6 days after the election. The vote was 5-3. What's your feelings on that?
I think it was set up. Most of that was the GOP again. But you got to remember before that, Lovejoy from the post office had already started saying that they're not gonna have the ballots in there on time.
Damn.
So all this is his appointees are falling in step now.
Yeah, man, it's like he's playing on that shit.
They're saying, we're not gonna get those ballots there in time. Look what that case in Miami. They had somebody film the post office and all those ballots sitting up in there. People said they hadn't got their mail in 3 or 4 days.
So would you advise anybody not to send their...
I would tell them go vote in person now. It's too close to go vote in person.
Okay, go vote in person. So, okay, Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed and opens up an era ruling of... Do you think, you know, her being appointed, is that some, you know, setting up, you know, like, things for, like, opening up a new era ruling for abortion?
Yes.
The Affordable Care Act?
Yes.
And this year's election?
Yes. All that is a setup because they want to try to overturn Roe versus Wade. Mm. They want to overturn the Fair Housing bill, somewhere, you know, you can't get no house in an all-white suburb. You know? They want to overturn all that stuff. So putting her on there is his way of saying, dude, we got this done. We're going to do this. That's why he out there talking about we're going to save your suburbs. You know, I killed the bill to get your projects in the house. You know, well, where you feel safe. He throwing out all those dog whistles because he know they're going to try to get that overturned.
That's crazy.
But if we have the Democrats take over the Senate and the and the House, there's no way they can do that.
And that's why we need all y'all to go out there to vote.
November 3rd, man. November 3rd, you got to show up.
Vote down ticket.
You already see Trump now. You already see like that his side, you know, the wild ass Republicans and shit. They're trying to sway the way the people think down here. They done showed up at our city with a whole fucking Trump, what they call it, Trump train?
Yeah, Trump train.
Trump train, big ass RV. Shit sitting out there, yes.
The truck.
Yeah.
The big Trump truck that
would be. Yeah, like that shit sitting out there. They're trying to. I think that they trying. That was an intimidation tactic. Because ain't nobody damn voting for this dude, but they feel like, yo, we got the race in town.
Yeah.
You know, they showing their ass in Ridgeway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like they know they on the verge of losing this shit, so they're just gonna try anything they can.
That's why they playing up the violence part.
Yeah, let me have
poll watchers, you know, standing up there, in a little military uniform they done bought out of surplus.
Yeah, that's what. And trying to look important, trying to sway people from. Like, I ain't going up there.
Don't
I ain't going
fall
up there.
For it. Vote.
There you
look at them, shake your head, and vote, because that's what they want you to do is walk away.
So you think that was a scare tactic down there in Texas when they surrounded their Biden and Harris bus and, you know what I'm saying?
But they got more than they bought for. Like I said, the FBI is looking into it now. And all those fools, those Trumpers that posted that mess didn't know that they posted their tags and
everything. Because they stupid.
So they got them.
That's crazy. So from the license plate.
Mm-hmm.
Dummies. There's some dummies. Right. Like, but you know what? Before, you know, add to that, man. My aunt, you know, when we was out there, you know, for the Cameron Webb thing, I seen my aunt. And when I had the Biden-Harris joints, they still in your car, too. I got them joints out, right? So the Biden-Harris and the Webb 2020 joints to go in the ground, you know, you put outside your house.
Yeah.
My aunt, she was like, she said, I want one, Jeff, but I don't want nobody to come shoot up my house. Like, but, you know, she's from... That she was born probably in like the 50s. Like, you know what I mean? 40s, excuse me. She was born in the 40s.
Yeah.
And she's a sweet woman, real sweet woman and shit. She just don't want no drama. But I was like, ain't nobody gonna do nothing here. All these fuckers running around here with big Trump flags all over the house. Yeah. Ain't nobody doing none of them. You know what I mean? Don't let these folks scare you, man.
Yeah.
Don't let these folks scare you. They can't hurt you. They trying to intimidate you. They're bullies.
Yeah.
So we would bull his ass.
So what do you think about Lil Wayne's photo op with the president?
With them three dreads holding on for life.
Raggedy motherfucker.
He is thinking about money. That's just money. That's just money.
Him, Q.
And trying to stay in
the limelight.
Because
they've been out of it for about 7 to 8 months.
Right.
Yeah.
You see, ain't no money hurry coming up, in. Changed his mind. No, I don't need that kind of negativity. Let me just go ahead and just say what I need to say and move on.
A lot of rappers are broke right now, man. Lil Wayne broke, but you know, they're looking at it from a money standpoint, like Gray said, you know, it's a money money standpoint, man. And that's stupid because they throwing the money out there and you just, you know, you shitting on your people. That makes no sense.
I also seen Waka Flocka had some. You know, he was down with Trump too.
Man, he been a weirdo. Bro, been a weirdo. A lot of these niggas is weird.
They're
trying to hold that check. They trying to keep that check going. That's what it is.
They had this article, and they was talking about why so many black men are getting behind Trump. Mm. And, you know, they were like, they cited a lot of reasons, financial, and, you know, they see that they can get, you know, the adulation and going on.
Uh-huh.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's because so many black women are saying, you know, get him out of there. You know, the black women are coming together.
Yeah. And we need to get behind the black women.
And they're just saying, you know what? No. And it's usually the ones that have problems with women.
Yeah.
It's a lot of black men are... They scared to lose power.
Yeah.
A lot of men, they feel like Trump. They're damn near, you know.
They stink.
They're damn near cross out their people just to keep some damn power. You know what I mean? Feel like they have power over women. Like, that's their misogynistic shit. Like, I don't even like misogynist people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, misogynist, man. Like, I be recognizing that shit with men. Like, you can't fucking be like that. And a lot of men, like... If they the ones that put their foot down with women and shit, and women standing up, that's a threat to them.
Yeah, they don't like it.
That's a threat to a weak man.
Kamala, and I'm like, y'all can't hold her past because she had to do what she had to do as a
She
can't get up there and say, okay, you know, I'm letting all these black men pass. You can't do that. You know, you got to be reasonable. You know, some of them probably did, you know, do what they did, but you just can't get up there and just say, okay, I'm just gonna erase this and do it. She had to do her job.
People gotta understand. You get your job is your job.
Yeah.
Your job is your job, and everybody that knows that, you do your job, and because your job is your job.
That's right. Because it pay the bills.
It pay the damn bills, man.
You know. What I'm saying?
And it's not often that one of us black people get to run for office.
Yeah.
Get in that high, you know, thing, and like people say, Obama was there. He didn't do nothing for black people. What did y'all expect him to do? To get up there and just
do for black people?
Yeah, just do for black people.
He had to do for America.
I thought he was gonna get up there and paint the White House black. That's what I thought he was gonna do. I thought he was gonna let her come up there and throw that cookout. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I want that cookout.
Money.
My mom was gonna bring it. Cheesecake and some of them tattoos up there.
Up.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have that backyard barbecue.
With some
of that gray special salt. That's what we're gonna do.
Hey man,
Kamala get in there.
Rook and Fino 2024.
You know what I'm saying? With gray.
You better know it.
You know what I'm saying? Get ready for it.
I'm giving everybody $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
$1,200 a month for 12 months.
Yeah.
I said that right. All you niggas on child support.
Yeah.
You gonna get it too.
Yeah.
But it's going in half because the kids gotta eat. So be happy with what you get. Nigga, health care is going to be in place for everybody.
Everybody.
We trying to get on that Canada shit. So, you know, shout out to Canada because, you know, they have universal health care.
That's what we
believe
need.
That means everybody is good. So, you know, Rook and Fino 2024. Believe that shit.
And we out.
Hey, what up, though? What up, though? We back. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. We in here with Mike and Quan, man. This is Sports with Mike and Quan. Let's go. Shout out my niggas. What's going on? Y'all in the building.
Man, how y'all dudes doing today, man?
Great. Great Sunday. Still in the wind. Great Sunday.
And who were they playing, Quan?
Baltimore.
Did y'all bust their head, Quan?
Hey, look. We got in them.
And we got the game running live on this hoe too.
Game, it's gonna always be a good
game. Yeah, it's always been a good game.
Turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers. That was the key to the game, Mike.
Baltimore ran up and down the field.
Yeah.
Damn.
Turned the ball over 4 times.
Blew it.
In Baltimore.
Damn.
They had 440 some yards, 250 rushing.
Yep.
But you turn the ball over, that eliminates all of that. And that's what happens.
Y'all see how we giving it up on this joint right here, man. Y'all see how we giving it up. The game running. We talking sports. We talking shit. Bitch.
So how y'all feel about this game right here? What's y'all analysis on this game?
I feel like Seattle keep doing what they doing. They should win this game, especially at home. But defense ain't been looking too good this year, but this game they've been doing good so far. So as long as the defense don't mess up, they should win this game.
They might make some plays. Ooh, there you go.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Good hit, Bob.
Russell had to make some plays against San Francisco's defense, too.
Yeah. Is he still in the MVP running?
He's number one still.
He's number one?
Right now.
Who in the top three?
Him, Aaron Rodgers, and probably Tom Brady.
And who you give to right now in the season ending right now?
Russell Wilson.
Go ahead. Why?
They win today, they're the number one seed in NFC, and their defense is ranked dead last in the NFL. So he's got to make plays.
Get your head down that field, boy. That nigga tall, too. Okay. He got to Let's go. Plays.
He's got to. Tom Brady can win. He against Green Bay, the defense won that game for him. He didn't. That defense is one of the top in the NFL. So he don't have to make plays every day for him to win.
Okay.
Seattle, so far this year, Russell Wilson has had to make plays for them to win.
Okay.
Their defense is terrible so far.
So far.
It looks good today, but up before today, it's been. So that's why I give him the advantage right now.
Okay. Then I have Wilson, Rodgers, and Mahomes close over Brady for that third spot. And I got Russell is still the MVP for me right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I could see, like, as long as it's them one of your people. You see what I'm saying? I don't have no issue with it.
You
like,
got
I
no
just
issue
feel like
with
it should be Russ. I don't have an issue, but I feel like it should be Russ, but I ain't going to, you know.
So is Antonio,
Virginia boy.
Is Antonio Brown going to help Tom Brady win the MVP?
Fucking right. Yeah, look, if he keeps his head on.
Look, we had this conversation a few weeks ago, and I told you Tampa Bay won a Super Bowl threat. Now,
they are a Super Bowl threat,
unfortunately.
Is he going to be good? Is he going to keep his head together?
Because Bruce Arians said one time he's out.
Look, all he got to do is touch the field. Because as soon as he touched the field, it's magic.
AB going to show his ass out there.
Yes, it's magic.
I mean, it ain't the field, though. It's the off the field.
And two, how's he going to be when he ain't getting the ball every play like he did before?
How he not?
Because... You got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Leonard Fournette.
They you think he want to play?
Ain't none of them, AB.
Yeah, I think he give a damn about playing.
Yeah. He ain't played in the year. Over
I
a
think
year.
The nigga going to comply then. His ass
got
to comply.
He got to comply.
Here's the
thing.
Bruce Arians said one discretion.
One infraction. Your ass gone.
It's gone. It's gone. He said one. But he didn't give him a second chance. He said one. That is your second chance.
AB going to be more open than everybody else, though. Like, that's just the way it is. Like,
yeah.
The man is an excellent route runner. You can't press him. Like, it's nothing you can do.
Brady don't give a fuck, but you know who he is. Brady got that repertoire with what? Gronkowski, though.
I mean, but that's
exactly.
Why.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
But that's why they brought Antonio Brown in, though, because of Brady.
Brady
vouched for him. Yeah. Right?
He did, because Bruce Arians won't go on.
Yeah, because Bruce Arians didn't want him in.
Yeah, nah, that's why they ain't been already got him, because Bruce like, no.
Yeah.
No
one. Because he used to coach him in Pittsburgh, right, Quan?
Yeah.
He was offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so he already know what he going to be dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he said one time.
He gone down the road.
He gone.
So Brady got his. Yeah, Brady got him.
Yeah, he got a lot of clout, man.
That's Tom fucking Brady.
Hey, Tom terrific.
Tom motherfucker.
You see who running Tampa Bay now?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Uh oh, Russ, what you gonna do?
Hey,
go Russ.
Hey, Russell Wilson. Shout out Russell Wilson, Virginia boy, all the way.
Yeah,
right.
Building.
Richmond, what up?
It's coming back. They gonna call it.
Oh, man. Hey, what y'all think about the World Series, though?
Dodgers!
Did you like it, Mike, or did you didn't like it at all?
I told y'all niggas, dog. I told y'all.
Disappointed. But they made the plays to win, beat Atlanta. Atlanta was the second best team. If Atlanta beats Tampa Bay, I think they win. But the Dodgers made the plays they need to make.
Yeah.
Atlanta missing Mike Soroka, too. Another pitcher, which would have helped them out because they got down. First two pitches won, but after that it was a struggle with the pitching staff.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's gonna be, they'll be back.
Okay.
It was just LA's time. Niggas ain't won since damn.
Yeah,
it was
LA's time.
What was it? Fucking
88.
88. Yeah, I'm about
Kirk Gibson. Fucking 88, man. They ain't won, man.
And they won that division and been in the number one seed 6-7 years out of there.
Exactly, exactly. Man, you know, every time
they pay
the sun shines on a dog's ass sometimes.
That's right.
They do. Hey, but look, they say even the broke clock right twice a day.
Hey, no cap.
So what did y'all have a problem with JT, Justin Turner, celebrating with his teammates with the COVID?
Yeah.
You had a problem with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's why.
Okay.
That was selfish. He did that for himself. He's not only putting the players involved, the other players, he's putting their families involved. He passing on to them,
yeah.
And they keep spreading it.
Yep.
And I hope Major League suspends him for a while next year.
Damn now, right. Do y'all damn have right. a problem with Major League Baseball? Do you think? Go ahead, go on.
I don't have a problem with him celebrating. I do have a problem with the fact he didn't have a mask on.
Yeah,
that's my only
nasty
issue.
Motherfucker.
Because he had already been out there with them the whole time.
Yeah, he had.
So therefore, like, you see what I'm saying? But to me, once you have it, why wouldn't you have a mask on? Like, I don't understand your thought process. Like,
and right, honestly, right. I think he should have been removed from the stadium altogether once they found out he was positive.
But he was tested positive the day before, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They needed two to make sure. So he played the game.
With it. So
yeah. But that's why I say, if you're not going to just take him all the way out the stadium, then, like, you see what I'm saying? He already been there, so just put a mask.
The people he already fucking infected. Like,
yeah.
That's
and,
the
and
thing.
And putting
that's,
people's families in
jeopardy. And that's what it is. Like, you know, motherfucker, you do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
If you want to be sick and do your thing or just... But no, this shit different when you endangering family.
Yeah. Because they had the kid was out there.
You know, you're endangering your family.
Okay.
Selfish as fuck.
Now, what do you think the impact of Trevor Lawrence having the COVID... Because you know he's out of the Notre Dame game.
The way they handled it is good. I'm glad Dabo Sweeney did what he did and took him out next week, too. Be safe.
You think it's going to cost him the game against Notre Dame?
It could possibly.
It probably could.
But I don't think it's going to hurt him because everybody know what's up. Like
that quarterback yesterday didn't look bad. He struggled a little early, but yeah. The second half, when he settled down, he was good.
Uh-huh.
He made plays in the second half and won the game for him. And then he didn't know he was going to be the starter till Thursday.
Yeah.
So this week he's going to have the full week of preparation with everybody. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was the number one quarterback out of high school when he come in.
Uh-huh.
So I think they're talented everywhere. So it's still.
Okay.
And Travis Etienne is still on the field.
Yes, he is.
I think it was the correct decision. Because, like he said, that's what Dabo definitely should have done was to be on the cautious side rather than trying to rush him back. Because, truth be told, you can't punish them for losing to Notre Dame if they come back and beat them again in the ACC championship game or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
If he hasn't played, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why?
If they lose a close game Saturday, but then they blow them out or even beat them in the ACC championship game with Trevor Lawrence, they'd still be in the playoff.
Okay.
Because of the situation. Now.
Correct.
They was lose with Trevor Lawrence, it might
right.
be hurt. But the way the situation was, they come back, beat Notre Dame in the ACC championship game, and still make the playoff.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did y'all see in the Ohio State and Penn State game?
Nobody's going to beat Ohio State in the regular season.
Yes. See, Ohio State is a problem.
Yeah, a problem?
A problem.
Is there a legit?
Legit threat to Alabama stopping Alabama Clemson.
Woo!
Legit threat.
That's big business.
Because Justin Fields is a monster.
He a monster. That defense, is that defense ready for Alabama or Clemson?
Yeah, that's a question. Last week, Nebraska did run on.
Yeah, okay.
But
I think they're going to get better. But I think they're a better matchup for Clemson this year than Alabama. Huh. That's what I think. I think if they get Clemson, that's going to be a better game than them and Alabama will. Because I think Alabama going to beat both of them this year. That's just,
shit. They more physical?
Now.
Yeah.
That could be changed, though, with Waddle being out, though, because Clemson got so many weapons, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like.
They're recruiting.
Man. Yeah, that's right.
It's just
that's
ridiculous.
Right. That's right.
Fucking recruiting.
Clemson's been in the top three or four for years and a year.
You think, I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
Good. Look at it. Trevor Lawrence leaving next year. They got the number one quarterback from last year coming, stepping right in. So
yep. And it's gonna help him the fact that he got
that
to
bitch
get
in there, Russ.
Oh, that's tough, Russ.
Ooh.
Damn. Mm.
Ooh.
Mm.
About broke his ass.
I say the way the Boston College game went yesterday will help that young man next week.
Yeah.
Because he was putting pressure early. Damn, they were down 18 points in the second quarter.
Damn.
Now, granted, the defense stepped up the second half and didn't give up a point, but he still hadn't made plays to score points. And he couldn't make no mistakes, and he didn't in the second half.
That was just Boston College, though. You feel me? Like, he about to go into a whole different environment with Notre Dame, though. Like, now,
I agree. And it's
now
a game.
Right now, they Notre Dame is very likely to get exposed, though. Because we've seen that, too, when they play great teams here lately, they get exposed. So Clemson, even without Lawrence, could expose them. That's tough for us.
Yeah. So what did you think about the Virginia-North Carolina game? Was you sick about that?
Yeah.
Did you want to, you know what I'm saying?
You put up, the quarterback puts up 400 yards, and you make dumb mistakes.
Yeah.
Fumble the punt.
Yeah.
Had them off the field on fourth down, get an unsportsmanlike penalty.
Yeah.
You inside the 10 with less than 15 seconds left, and you throw a lateral. That was
before halftime?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get nothing out of it. You figured,
nope. And you lost by three, right?
You figure you get the field goal right there. It's a whole different game. That was a self-inflicted wound right there. Now, granted, Virginia made plays. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they did.
But if North Carolina don't make the mistakes they made last night, they win that game because they couldn't be stopped.
Couldn't be stopped.
440-some yards and 4 touchdowns by the quarterback.
Yeah.
On 23 completions. But fumbled a punt. Like I said, an unsportsmanlike penalty on fourth down was big.
Yeah.
And that bad call on, that was the biggest one.
Yeah.
You come away with nothing. They got no timeouts.
Yep.
You going to throw a backwards pass. You drop back and throw the ball out the back of the end zone, you got another play and kick the field goal.
Motherfuckers be having a whole total different mindset when they be out there calling that play. And then when they do this shit.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, but I'm with him now. I was like, why?
Yeah.
Like, right here, why do that?
Yeah.
At this point, like,
this ain't the right time to be trying to do something tricky.
Nope.
Just, like he said, drop back, throw the ball. You have weapons everywhere, all over the field.
Yeah. If you had a timeout, I could see that. But with no timeout, if he catches it and gets stopped, he's probably not going to get the field goal off. Now, with a timeout, it changes things. No timeout, you got to throw the ball to the back of the end zone, or it's either incomplete or a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's some wild shit.
So what did y'all?
And they done lost twice at night. They played two night games and looked like something about night games.
That was a rivalry game too against Virginia.
That's the oldest one.
Yeah, Virginia, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch it in myself last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, okay, let me get it. It got tight there.
Yeah,
that was shit back in the day. Boy.
Yeah, Virginia, we right on the line.
Right on the line.
We right on the line. You know what I'm saying? Because you got Virginia fans, you got North Carolina fans. Because we right there on the line.
And another thing, on that punt at the end. They've got the quarterback in on the punt return on the punt team.
Yeah.
Coach be like, oh, timeout. Let's do something different.
Yeah.
Because there's still a minute and something left.
Yeah.
Dang. And they got the quarterback, the one that been killing them, not the starting quarterback.
99. Yeah. The one who got the first down to win the game.
Yeah, on that punt. But he's in there and as the up man.
Yeah.
That's got to send a signal to you. Something's going on here. This is a trick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they actually played the play good. He just made a good play to cut back across the grain and
get the first down to win the game.
Yep.
What do you think about that Texas and Oklahoma State game?
That was a wild game.
Turnovers.
Pittsburgh Baltimore game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State couldn't be stopped except by itself.
Yeah.
Turnovers.
Yeah.
Four turnovers.
And that about ends the Big 12's chance.
Mm-hmm.
they playoff chance is about going.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Every team in the whole conference got two losses except for Oklahoma State. And one loss Georgia or one loss Clemson. Probably one loss Notre Dame is going to get in over Oklahoma State because who the loss is going to be again.
Yep.
Man, we're going to end it off right here with this. Got the Sunday night games. Dallas and Philadelphia. Y'all gonna bust out here to what, Mike?
If they don't, something wrong.
We got the third string quarterback after the dude, you know, Ben DiNucci. Because Andy Dalton got his head knocked off. You know what I'm saying? He, you know.
Well, he went to James Madison, too, though.
Yeah, he did.
JMU.
And your teammates ain't even protect the man.
No.
I can't believe that. I would have had a conniption in the locker room. On the field. Fuck the locker room. On the field. A conniption on the field. Yeah. Fuck the locker room.
Hey, you see, speaking of, you see what Florida did last night when they got that quarterback got hit late. They got the fighting on the field. They got the fighting on the field. They was throwing blows.
You know why Dallas can't win?
They ain't got no dogs.
They
play conservative fucking football.
Yeah.
And as long as they play conservative football, their ass is going to continue to fucking lose.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I'm a Cowboy.
I'm a cowboy too.
It's hurtful to watch the niggas play.
It is.
I be not wanting to tell people I'm a cowboy, man. Dead ass, man. I mean, I'm admitting it on here so y'all know.
We both cowboys.
We cowboys fans.
Every day life with Rookie Fino, both of us are cowboys. Fans.
I've been a fucking cowboy since I came out the 90. You understand me?
One day, hey, like they was talking about on TV the other day, Jerry Jones got to fire the GM.
Because he control everything.
He's the root of all evil. Yeah.
It can't just keep being the coaches, the players. You the only one there.
Hey,
you been there.
Hey, look, Quan, he the coach too.
He is for real.
Hey, look. Run this play.
Right? Yep. we can't get a real coach in here because he ain't gonna go for this.
That's why it took so long to get rid of Jason Garrett.
Yeah,
because that was his boy.
Yeah.
Ain't he hitting his niece or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he married
him.
He married his damn niece.
He had Bill Parcells and fired his ass. Bill Parcells wouldn't take orders.
Right. Hey, and we had Sean Payton on our team.
Motherfucker, we had Dez fucking Bryant.
No, Sean Payton, the coach for New Orleans.
Yeah, we had it. But you know, Dez, he gone. So,
shout out Dez, man.
You know they got signed by the Baltimore Ravens.
They robbed us for a fucking Super Bowl with that fucking catch.
Yeah.
What the fuck catch was that? I can't remember right
against
now.
Green Bay.
Green fucking Bay. They robbed us then because we was on our way.
Hey, look, we've been going down here ever since that
fuck
play.
Fuck you, Jerry
Jones. It was a catch.